Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. In this beautiful program, we are discussing some of the very beautiful qualities of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We have discussed the behavior of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with non-Muslims and with the mushrikeen and with the non-believers. And because of his behavior, a lot of non-Muslims, they converted to Islam. So in this episode, another incident I want to share with you. In the Battle of Hunain, I think around 8th after Hijrah, this battle was occurred between Muslims and non-Muslims. You know, the Halima bint Sa'diyah, Halima-e-Sa'diyah, the lady who fed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with her breastfeed. So this Halima had a daughter. Her name was Shima. So this Shima was somehow a step-sister of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when the battle finished, Battle of Hunain, again the Muslims, they captured the, you know, families of the non-Muslims and non-believers. So among them was Shima. So this battle happened in the 8th Hijrah. Since the childhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed, I think around 60 years. So after around 60 years, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam faces Shima, he recognizes her. And when he understands that this is among the captured ones, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives her a special honor and respect. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this because this reminded him the beautiful memories when he had with his mother Halima Sa'diyah. So he presented her with lot of respect, with lot of honor. He even spread his abba in that area and made her sit there. So Shima said, Ya Rasulullah, you know, I have lot of my family members captured and with the hands of your army, the Muslim army. He said, I can forgive your whole family from my side because this is not a personal problem. So from my side, I can forgive all your, you know, relatives. But from the other Muslims, we have to ask. Then Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told her that tomorrow when I'm in the mosque, you come there, then I will ask from all the Muslims if they agree to free the captured ones from the, you know, your family, from your tribe, then they will be treated likewise.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha Nabi wa alihi.
Next day when she comes in the mosque, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his companions and all the Muslims. Then they also said to Holy Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, if you do this, why we don't do? You are the messenger of mercy. So we are your followers, we will also forgive them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again, he asked Shima that, if you want, you can remain with us. We will provide with all the facilities of life. And if you want to go to your family, you can go. the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave her a female maid. They went with Shima to their tribe. This shows us that if somebody has done a little bit favor with us, so we should give him, we should favor him in response also. That's why the Holy Quran says, if someone does any favor to you, you should also favor more than he has done to you. This is the path of Rasulullah. This is the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he showed to Muslims how to behave with a person who has done a favor to you. Continuing talking about the akhlaq, the good manners of the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Jafar as-Sadiq alayhi salam, our sixth imam, says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading prayers. I think it was Dhuhrayn, the prayers of noon. So after two rak'ats, the third and fourth rak'at, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited very quickly in a very fast manner. When the prayers finished, the companions, they were surprised. They asked, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? Usually, for example, it would take, I think, 5-6 minutes for the last two rak'at, but today you finished in a, you know, very, very fast speed. Then Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you didn't listen to a child who was crying? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard a child crying. Because of that child's cry, he finished his namaz, his prayers very quickly. Ama sami'tum surakh as-sabi? Did you not listen the cry, the shoutings of a child? So look at the leader of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, leading the prayers, jama'ah prayers, and having the, you know, great companions praying behind him. So imagine if we were instead of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Definitely, in a lot of cases, same thing happens to us. But we do not pay attention, we ignore it. But the messenger of Rahmah, the messenger of blessings, he does not ignore it. He finishes his prayers quickly. His contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his relations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he goes to solve the problem with a small child. This shows that the heart, the soft heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this opportunity for us to be like him. We should try our best to utilize and implement these beautiful qualities in our daily life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحاضر أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا محمد
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول